How do we build our dreams when we don't know what we want? Learn how Flaunt solves this problem in 5 bold and glittery steps with radio host Laura Cheadle. Using a combination of best girlfriend discussions and therapy-based exercises, listeners are taught how to build their dreams and live their sparkle. Flaunt. Find your fetish, laugh out loud, accept unconditionally, navigate the negative, and trust in your truth.
Hello, and welcome to Build Your Dreams and Live Your Sparkle. I'm Laura Cheadle, and I am super excited to bring on today's guest. Today's guest is one of those people who is a captivating human being for a number of reasons. I had the good fortune to meet him about, oh my goodness, maybe a year or so ago when I took his seminar called How to Speak for Fun and Profit. And you know, I had heard great things about this seminar. Yeah, why not? I'll take it. I'm not sure what they can teach me because I'm a radio host. I know how to speak. I know how to have fun, and I know how to make profit. But taking his seminar opened my eyes to a variety of different things, and you know what? I did learn. And since then, I have learned more about this gentleman, who he is, where he comes from, the great variety of things that he offers. And since then, I have become a big fan. So with that, let me give you a brief introduction, and then we will bring him on the air. Today's guest is
Joe Saba,
and he has been helping people get known through speaking and publishing for 40 years now. Now, he and his wife, Judy, wrote a book called How to Get the Job You Really Want and Get Employers to Call You. And after they wrote that, he started looking for a way to market that book most effectively. And that's kind of how what got the whole ball rolling on this. He also has a system called How to Get on Radio Talk Shows Without Leaving Your Home and Office that's also a result of his experience. He's a nationally recognized speaker, consultant, author, and publisher. And he lives in Denver, where he currently operates a speaking, publishing, and consulting business. He's been a member of the National Speakers Association for over 30 years. And in 1982, he served as the founding president and co-founder with Judy Sada, his wife, of the Colorado Speakers Association, which is now called NSA Colorado, which is a chapter of the National Speakers Association. He's also been the president for the Colorado Independent Publishers Association for 2.5 years. Now, it's really interesting because his journey in the field of promotion began when he was the regional vice president of the American Motivational Association in Northern California, Portland, Oregon, and Denver, Colorado. His sales exceeded 1,200 seminar attendees, which, if you've ever attended seminars, that's huge. And through that, he sponsored and promoted Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, Og Mandino, Marilyn Vandenberg, Zig Ziglar, you know, some of those names that you've probably heard of. Anyway, he has been actively involved with the Dale Carnegie courses in Ohio, Washington, D.C., Northern Colorado, Northern California, and Denver. And most impressive, I think, he has been on a guest on 723, now 724, radio talk shows. So I am going to be quiet now, and I'm going to bring Joe on so he can tell you a little bit more about himself, his illustrious career, and let you know some of the new and exciting things he's got in the works right now. So welcome to the show, Joe.
Thank you, Laura, and thank you for that beautiful introduction.
It has been a pleasure.
Most speakers say, exactly as I wrote it. Well, in 1974, I got a one phone call that brought me to Denver, Colorado, the phone call said, Joe, I've got Dr. Norman Vincent Peale coming to Denver. There's 1,000 seats that need to be filled. Well, having the experience of filling seats in Sacramento, California, Portland, Oregon, I used the same script 3 times a day to fill 1,000 seats. You see, speakers cannot be speakers unless they have an audience. So, Laura, I've given myself the title PSF, Professional Seat Filler.
I like it.
Well, in the class that you were in last year, I gave you a list of 450 groups in Denver that need a speaker every single week. These are the Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions, Optimist Clubs. So if a person is not speaking 3 times a week, they're really a wannabe speaker. A person should be out there having somebody else buy their lunch for them or their breakfast and doing it that way. So but let's get into how to speak for fun and profit.
Yes.
After filling 1,000 seats for Dr. Peale, I was ready to go back to Portland, Oregon. I said, is anybody else in Colorado interested in speaking? Well, I had with me 1,000 names and phone numbers of people who attended Dr. Peale's event. This is before email, before cell phones, so I got on the telephone and I called 20 people. And some doing a test on a class called How to Speak for Fun and Profit. I'd like to invite you to be my guest. 20 people showed up that night for a one-hour seminar, which eventually became 2 hours and then 4 hours. Wow. Everybody in Colorado needs to be remembered, for that's the start of the Colorado Speakers Association, all from that 1,000 people that heard Dr. Peale. So let's get right into this seminar because we've only got 50 minutes. I say the perfect formula for results getting taught, whether you're in Toastmasters, Dale Carnegie, or wherever a speaking class, you pose a problem, offer a solution, and get your audience to take action. But here's the most important question I ask people. What problem are you out to solve? God put you on this earth for a very special purpose. Why are you here? And until you can answer that question, we will not go on with the seminar. And then the other thing a person needs besides a reason for being here is to create a speech title that sizzles and sells. And that was easy for me because I came out of the Dale Carnegie background in 1976.
Okay.
Dale Carnegie taught me 2 things. Only speak on something you've earned the right to speak about. And number 2, I still have his book from 1976, How to Win Friends and
Influence People. Great book.
After the Bible, which is number 1, businessmen and women said, how to win friends and influence people, change their lives more than anything else. So if you read the book, reread it. It's a good read for every single year to remind us. First 3 rules. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Give honest, sincere appreciation. Arouse in the other person an eager want. So I took the title of Dale's book to create the title of my seminar, How to Speak for Fun and Profit.
Mm-hmm.
The title for title for my speech class, How to Create Speech Titles at Sizzle and Sell. The title for my telephone script is called The Magic Phone Script That Works. Everything I've done, Laura, I borrowed from Dale Carnegie, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, Zig Ziglar, Cavett Roberts, and Jesus Christ. These are my mentors, my surrogate dads. My father
died. Those are some pretty good mentors.
I think everybody should have a couple of mentors that they would like to be like. Zig Ziglar, for example, called me a year before he died. That was 5 or 6 years ago. And Zig said, Joe, can I borrow your phrase? I said, which one? You don't have to be good to start. You have to start to be good. he changed one word. You don't have to be great to start. You have to be great. And he's used that quote, and now his son Tommy uses it, and they always give me credit for that quote.
Oh, I love that.
So life does go on. Now, after a person decides what they want to talk about, the problem they're out to solve, it's important that we come up with a title. And I used Dale Carnegie again. How to are the world's best known two words. In addition to how to, make sure the title includes two benefits. Win friends, influence people.
Huh.
Speak for fun and
profit.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
I like that.
If you're not speaking for fun and profit, you're on the wrong subject. So what we need to do next, Laura, is to tell people every city, I used to say USA, now it's every city in the world has a Toastmaster club or 2 or 3 or 4 or 10. If you go to Toastmaster.org, put in your zip code, you will find Toastmaster clubs in your area. But here's how you use Toastmaster clubs. You go visit 3 clubs because each club is different.
Yes, they are.
And you find one that resonates with you. The right age group, the right interest group, and so forth. And then you join that club because Toastmasters got started in 1920 by Dr. Ralph Smedley, the same year that Dale Carnegie started his classes and courses on how to speak, how to win friends and influence people. But Dale Carnegie was smart enough, he had his secretary sit in on the class, and she took the notes back in those days in the shorthand.
Right.
And that became the outline for his book. So having a title that begins with how to is so vitally important because people relate to how to subjects.
Yes, they do. Because everybody needs something, which is what you were talking about earlier, solving the problem. It gives presents two possible problems that people may be having and lets them know that there is a solution and that they can have that solution.
Nowadays on Google, which is, what's the movie's the name? The name of the movies on Google.
Oh, YouTube?
YouTube, yep.
Yes.
YouTube is king of the world now. YouTube has 10,000 videos starting out with how to. My assistant last decade, Deborah, used YouTube to teach her granddaughter how to tie her shoes.
Ah.
There's a video on how to tie your shoes. There's a video, lots of videos on speaking, but you got to be in a class where you actually speak. Now,
correct.
YouTube is so powerful that every single minute, 60 seconds, 300 hours of new video is being uploaded to YouTube. So if a person's not using YouTube,
wow.
Get with it. I'm not here to advertise
wow.
YouTube, but it is a source of unlimited supplies for anything.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you mentioned that you had started some of this in the 70s, and that was before the Internet, that was before cell phones. You've seen a lot of changes over your career, and you're not just sitting there saying, well, in my day, we didn't have this. You are continuing to explore this new technology. You are using everything to your benefit, and you're not just locked in to we have typewriters and landlines. And I think that's also significant for people to remain engaged and to learn and to see what's out there. And I love that you gave those figures on YouTube. I did not know that.
Well, Laura, I'm now 86 years young. When I was 15 years old, I delivered telegrams for Western Union.
Wow.
Telegrams used to be 10 words for $3 in 1945. That was a lot of money.
I bet.
Now, 6 years ago, Western Union got out of the telegraph business because who put them out of business? Twitter. 140 characters for free. And last month, what did Twitter do? They upped their 140 characters to 280. And who is one of the most famous people using Twitter? Donald J. Trump, our president.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's both good news and bad news. Some people criticize him for it because he just puts everything on Twitter every single night. Well, rather than getting into politics, let me get into, after Toastmasters in every city in America, in the world, there
yeah.
is a Rotary Club or two or three in every city in the world. 30 years ago, Rotary Clubs used to be businessmen only. Women took this to the Supreme Court. They said, that's discrimination. So the Supreme Court says you've got to allow women in. So guess who the district governor for Rotary is in Colorado? A woman.
Who?
Her name is Mary Kay. District governor for Optimist Club, a woman. Women are taking over the world.
Yeah.
So gals, it's okay to call them gals, ladies, women, whatever you want me to call you, I will, because one of these days we might even have a woman president.
Yes.
But in the meantime, I mentioned Rotary Clubs. There's Kiwanis Clubs, K-I-W-A-N-I-S. There's Optimist Clubs, and there's Lions Clubs. Those three I refer to as... These are service clubs. They do so much good for the community and the world. For example, here in Colorado, Rotary is raising money to defeat polio in Africa this year.
Wow.
So while they're raising money, at every luncheon, breakfast, dinner meeting, they need a speaker for 25 minutes. Laura, that's where you and I come in. We get 25 minutes to give these Rotarians a money-making idea for their business. 5 minutes of Q&A, question and answer at the end of the talk.
Right.
Ding, ding. And then that's where we now go to how do we turn a free talk into a fee talk?
That's important to know.
It's very, very simple. You pass around a sheet on a clipboard that says, if you'd like to learn more about speaking or publishing, write your name, phone number, email address here, and I'll put you on my list. Now, will everybody fill out that three-item sheet? No, just the ones that care. You need to collect phone numbers and emails every time you speak. That's why in the last 33 years, I built a database of 19,000 names, phone numbers,
wow,
and emails.
That's huge.
So every time, thank you, sweetie, it's called a CRM, Customer Relationship Manager. And if listeners, if you don't have a CRM, you ain't in business. I know that's poor English, but it's good, solid advice. Get a CRM. To start, you might get something as free as MailChimp. I use FileMaker Pro. I paid $500 for it 32 years ago. It's the best investment I ever made.
Huh.
So CRM, you put all these names in there, and that way you can send out bulk emails to dozens, 50, 100,000 people at a time with one click.
Wow. That's powerful.
It is. That's why at age 86, I'm still able to keep my business going using the technology that you kids, Laura, you and your younger generation have created here. Every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, what happens? You and your peers think up something new, new way to communicate.
That's true.
My assistant and number one helper here, her name is Carrie. And recently she learned about a new way to communicate called
Instagram.
Instagram has made her $1,000 the first week she used it. That's a whole other story. If you ever want to interview Laura, if you ever want to interview Carrie for a radio interview, that would be a real plus for everybody.
I bet, because I want to learn that secret.
And here in Colorado, there's another thing you invented, you and your generation, called Nextdoor.
Yes, I love Nextdoor.
I put an ad on Nextdoor. 7 people responded. 6 by email. I said, call me. One person called me. Her name is Carrie Deal. And, of course, she got the job. Because I had a stroke 13 years ago. I'm typing with one hand, 2 fingers on one hand. So I don't do texting at all.
Okay.
So when a person calls me, like you did, and said, Joe, I want to interview you for 50 minutes, I say, yippee! I'm all for it. So telephone is still good.
Now, yes.
The thing that happened 13 years ago, Steve Jobs invented the telephone. Smartphone. And right away, younger people took the smartphone and started using their fingers to text. A telephone is for speaking. Speakers, write these 2 words down. Speakers speak. You don't text. They don't Facebook, they don't Twitter, they speak.
That's funny, because that's true and people forget that.
So if you want results, you pick up the phone and speak. Everything from dialing a number. Why do we dial a number? We don't dial anymore.
We speak it.
Speak the number. Siri, call Laura Teeter. I've got your phone number and your name, along with 19,000 other names and numbers in my cell phone. How did I get them from my computer to my cell phone? Well, I have a
back.
Remember this phrase, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you do best and hire the rest.
Yes.
My go-to guy used to be in Denver. His name is Tom. He moved to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So no more long distance. So I said, Siri, call Tom. In 2 minutes, he's on the phone. He said, Tom, I have 19,000 names and phone numbers in my iMac on my desk. Is there a way to get them into my cell phone? He said, I'll bet there is. Let me take over your computer for an hour, and we'll see if it can be done. In 55 minutes, Laura, the same length of time you and I are talking today, Tom went into my iMac, found the 19,000 numbers, uploaded them somewhere, downloaded them into my iPhone, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Perfect.
So, I don't know how to do everything. I don't even need to know. All I did need to know is how to speak for fun and profit. I've been
and you
same,
know that.
Same seminar for 38 years.
And you've had some amazing success stories come out of that as well. I know there have been people whose entire lives have changed just from taking your seminar.
Thank you for that lead-in. Let me tell you about John Cilio, S-I-L-E-O. John Cilio sent me a neat email, testimonial, said, Joe, you made me a million-dollar speaker. Here's a story about John. Came into my seminar 10 years ago, brought his mom with him so she could take notes because he couldn't afford a secretary. Identity theft was John's downfall. His business partner stole all the money in his bank, stole his credit cards, everything.
Wow.
$300,000 in debt and ready to go into jail because they blamed him for this. Well, he learned enough about identity theft to tell the world. John now has been on 60 Minutes. He's been to the Pentagon. He speaks to corporations, associations, all about identity theft.
Wow.
One of John's favorite stories that I like to repeat, when he was unraveling all this problem of identity theft, he was in his office downstairs at home working on it. 8:30 at night, his 8-year-old daughter Sophia came down to Daddy, Daddy, story time. I'm too busy. This is important stuff. I can't quit. She went back upstairs. Half hour later, at 9 o'clock, she came back down. Daddy, story time. He said, no, honey, I told you this is really, really important. Sophia said, Daddy, when I grow up, can I be important? Now, why do I like repeating a story, Laura? Stories sell.
Yes, they do.
If you're not telling stories, you're not a speaker. Last night at 6 o'clock on Sunday here in Denver, I watched the 50th anniversary of 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes has been a standard on television for 50 years.
Every Sunday
on CBS is 60 Minutes. Started 50 years ago. Four guys in New York had an idea for a program. Yeah, but what shall we do in 60 minutes? So the founder said, I got an idea. Let's tell them a story. Four words, tell them a story. So what 60 minutes is three 20-minute stories.
Yes, it is.
That same format has been going on for 50 years. So I say, tell them a story. That I once upon a time resonates with all people because as kids, we remember mommy, daddy, grandma, grandpa, tell me a story. And that's
mm-hmm.
And that's how adults learn. So if you want to be a speaker, tell them a story. As a matter of fact, I boiled it down to four quotes. Are you ready for four quotes?
Yes, I am.
Make them laugh. Make them cry. Make your point. Say goodbye. Can I repeat that? Make them laugh, make them cry, make your point, say goodbye. And that's what speaking is. Make your point, but build around stories where they're laughing. I always say with the new smartphones, Laura, we should record every single talk. And listen to it not once. 7 times.
That's a lot.
Why should you listen to your talk 7 times? You know what you're going to say, and you hear that, but you want to listen for the audience reaction. Are they laughing? Are they applauding? What is your audience doing? So you save the good stuff and leave out the not negative, but leave out the trite stuff that everybody knows about.
Right.
That's how you build a award-winning talk.
I love that.
John Cilio. There's a guy named Kevin Knievel. Kevin lives in Monument, Colorado, an hour south of Denver. So when I passed out the contacts for Denver Bowler, Kevin says, I cannot use those, Joe, but I can figure it out. Kevin went down to Monument where he lives, and he went to Google. No, he's Siri on cell phone.
Okay.
How many Rotary clubs are there in Colorado Springs? She said 6. So he went to Google and found the name and phone number of contacts for those Rotary clubs in the Springs. He called one Rotary club, gave a 25-minute talk, and during the 5-minute question and answers, a businessman said, Kevin, do you do this talk for companies?
Huh.
He says, I could. How much do you have? We have $300. So Kevin gave a talk for that company for $300. In that audience was another business person who asked the same question. Could you do it for my company? He said, I could. How much? $500. Kevin Knievel now charges $14,500 for not 25 minutes, but for a three-hour seminar for companies.
Wow.
Now your question for Joe is, what does Kevin speak about?
Right.
Go ahead and ask me that question, Laura.
Joe, what does Kevin speak about?
LinkedIn. LinkedIn.
Huh.
LinkedIn is the largest CRM in the world.
Yes, it is.
There are 350 million business people all over the world on LinkedIn. 150 million in US of A, America. 200 million in other countries all over the world. Now, most people say, I'm on LinkedIn, so what? Have you done anything to monetize your LinkedIn? Monetize
big
is a
difference.
Big syllable word for make money.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you one of Kevin's tips on monetizing LinkedIn. Every Monday morning, before you check your email and other stuff, go to LinkedIn and change one thing.
Really?
Anything. Change one thing, and LinkedIn will notify all of your followers. I have 3,200 followers on LinkedIn. They send them all an email saying, here's what Joe changed today.
Huh.
Every month on LinkedIn, change your profile picture. Picture. Again, LinkedIn will notify everybody that can there.
Such simple tips, but it makes such sense. And it goes right back to what you were saying about what do I give my talk on? You give your talk on something that you know, and he knows LinkedIn. And this isn't hard. You don't have to go get a degree on how to do LinkedIn. He knows it. He builds the talk around it. And it's brilliant because we all need this.
And what would Homer Simpson say? Life is that simple, isn't it, Dora? Life is that simple. Why do we complicate it so very much?
I don't know.
I have another talk on why get a degree. Too many people got college degrees that they're not using. They've got a student loan that's around their neck forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a college degree. All you need is street smarts. The smarts are
right.
Google out there. So that's
amazing.
Before I finish the Kevin Knievel story, last year for Valentine's Day, I received an email from Kevin. Subject line, I love you, Joe. That's nice. And the body said, in 3 hours this afternoon, I booked Brisbane, Australia, $20,000. Fort Myers, Florida, $15,000. London, England, $20,000. All in 3 hours. And they all called me. I love you, Joe. So how did he get them to call him? That's part of his talk. You have to build relationships with these people. If you dig far enough into LinkedIn, some people even have their phone numbers and their email addresses, but you have to dig for it. It's not on the main page.
Right.
Then there was a guy named Max Donaldson. Max Donaldson came into my class when he was 72 years old. Kevin was only
30. I love that.
72 years old. Max Donaldson. I says, what do you do, Max? He says, Joe, I'm a grave rubber. I says, what's a grave rubber?
Right.
I go to famous people's graves, headstones. I put butcher paper over it, and with a crayon I rub it, and I tell stories about Ella Fitzgerald, Tom Hicks, Billy the Kid, and so forth.
Wow.
And I was out there giving talks to Rotary, Kiwanis, and these people were yawning in my face.
Huh.
Most service clubs have people in their 30s, 40s, 50s. They didn't
yes.
know who Ella Fitzgerald was or Tom
oh.
Hicks. He came back and said, Joe, what am I doing wrong? Nothing wrong, Max. Wrong audience. Who cares,
yes.
about, who cares about Ella and Tom Hicks? People in retirement homes. There are people
True.
That are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And I met somebody who was 103.
Hmm.
So Max has started going to retirement homes. Instead of doing 25 minutes, they kept him there for 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
He was entertaining them. He was not speaking. He was entertaining them, telling stories. And at the end of 2 hours, they handed him a check for $200.
Nice.
That was on Monday. So guess what Max did on Tuesday?
What?
Found another retirement home.
Perfect.
And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 times a week times $200 is?
That's $1,000.
Times 52 weeks a year is?
You're making some pretty good money at that point then.
Plus
that adds up quickly.
Plus a Social Security check. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Uh-huh.
Max and his wife went to California. That's where his wife's mother lives. She's 90 now. How do you
mm-hmm.
think he found the retirement homes for San Diego?
Google them?
Uh-huh. Siri, learn to use your telephone. If you don't use your telephone for speaking, please send it back. Get your money back. Laura.
That's great.
I appreciate your feedback about these things being humorous, but they're serious. So then they went
I know.
Then they went to Kansas. Where did they find the retirement homes in Kansas and Nebraska and Arkansas and Missouri? They
it's
spoke
the
in
same 30, thing.
33 states. 33 states. If you go to Max Donaldson Live, LIVE.com, he has a map of all 33 states he's been to. Wow.
That's
another
incredible.
Another success story. But do you notice one thing they all have in common, Laura? They just didn't read my book or take my class. They studied it. They went out there
yes.
and made calls. You have to make the calls. Speak
yes.
for non-profit is not a listen-to class. It's a speaking class.
Yes, it is. And I know when I took your class, you had us take out our phones and make some calls while we were there. And I remember there were so many people that were intimidated by that, and it kind of made me laugh because if you want to get out there, you have to communicate with people, and the only way to do that is for you to initiate that communication initially because people won't call you unless they know who you are, and they're not going to know who you are until you've put yourself out there
and done some of the work. And it's not even hard work. It's just picking up the phone and calling people.
Do you know they're making a movie out of this thing called Emojis?
I heard about that, yes.
What is going to happen next? This younger generation is now teaching people, don't talk. Don't talk. And you know where all that started, Laura? It started in kindergarten, first and second grade, when the teacher said, Jimmy, don't talk. You're disrupting the class. Laura, shh, be quiet, Laura. I'm going to send you to the principal's office. So
that's
all
bad.
Our education for 12 years has been, shh, sit down, shut up, be quiet. And now that we're adults, we go to college, what does the professor say? Shh, I'm going to read the book to you, memorize this, and you'll get an A. So in the next 10 years, my goal is to change our educational system to say to kids, talk, speak up.
Speak yes. up. I love speak that up. Idea.
That's a big job. I might enlist you and Carrie because you both got college degrees and you learned to just make sure you memorize stuff.
Right.
Well, Laura, I've done the same thing on radio. After my book was written, How to Get the Job You Really Want and Get Employers to Call You, I found out that radio is the way to go.
So yes, it is.
Local radio station here in Denver, 24-hour day talk. And people started calling in, how do I get your book?
Huh.
So back in the olden days before Amazon, I used to give out a toll-free 800 number. I sold books through an 800 number. I've done 723 interviews, sold $376,000 worth of books.
That's a lot.
All by telephone, all from home, all by talk radio. So when people started asking, can I do it too? I built a list of 800 radio stations that interview guests by telephone. And I built another book called How to Get on Radio Talk Shows. I just keep following the Dale Carnegie formula. How to do something. How to do something. So we're almost out of time. We've got two or three more minutes.
Yes, and I want you to make sure that you give your information out to our listeners too, because I like to speak for fun and profit. Other people might want to do that too. Other people may already have a book and they might, or a practice of some sort, and they might want to learn about getting on talk shows. I know you've got a new book, How to Sing Your Song, Title Sizzle and Sell, How to Get the Job You Want. I'd love for you to give some of your information out there for the listeners, as well as, you know, the address for your YouTube channel, and just where people can get in touch with you.
Laura, God bless you, and thank you for that. My
name
You're is
welcome.
Very simple. Three letters and then five letters. Joe, J-O-E, Saba, S-A-B-A-H, .com. My email is joe@joesaba.com. joesabah.com. My website is my name, joesaba.com. Everything. But I, of all the things that are on there, Laura, I give out my phone number best, 303-722-7200. 303-722-7200. In the Denver-Boulder area, I have 450 contacts. I've called these people, and you need speakers every single week.
Wow.
So don't try to do it yourself. Now, other cities around the world, you can get the Rotary Clubs, but it's going to take some time.
Yes.
So I'm here by my telephone. I answer on the second ring, 303-722-7200. And with the new cell phones, it's free, no more long distance.
Yay.
I answer my phone on the second ring, and I'd love to talk rather than text.
Absolutely.
It's been a delight being your guest today. I hope we've touched a few lives, made them think about, yes, I too can speak for fun and profit. Get paid for speaking. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yes. Absolutely have we touched a few lives, Joe. Absolutely have we gotten listeners to think about a variety of different things, both on that ka-ching, ka-ching, what they can do, but also what they should be doing. And I know we have opened their eyes. Thank you for being my guest. I am definitely going to put your website up on my website as well. So in case people were driving down the road and couldn't write something, they will be able to just click on my site and find you later. So once again, I am Laura Cheadle. This has been Flaunt, Build Your Dreams and Live Your Sparkle. You can reach me at www.pyramidfusion.com. My email is Laura, L-O-R-A, at pyramidfusion.com. And I don't answer on the second ring. It's usually about the third or the fourth ring, but you can still call me because I do like to talk. And my number is 303-994-4945. But again, you can all find that on the show page. Thank you so much for being a wonderful, fantastic listener today. And thank you again, Joe. It was an absolute delight, as usual.
My pleasure.
Now, before I close out this show, I want to point out a couple of things to the listeners that we've already pointed out, but I just want to make sure that they don't get lost. I want to point out how many different things Joe has overcome, not only for himself, but for other people as well. He helps people who say, I can't do this. I don't have an education. It doesn't matter. Of course, sometimes you need an education for certain things, but not for everything. Joe has helped multiple people get what they want in spite of the fact that they don't have what it takes. They don't have the education. They don't have whatever. But what they do have is that commitment. They have that dedication. They have that passion. And they have that willingness to go out and pinpoint, hey, what is it that somebody else needs? And how can I fulfill that need? His seminar on getting a job, how to get employers to call you, it flies in the face of so much traditional thinking. It flies in the face of you have to get the degree and you have to do this and then you have to have a cover letter that looks like this. And guess what? He is way more successful doing this his way than doing it the traditional way. Again, if the traditional way works for you, great. But if it doesn't work for you, there is absolutely no point in beating your head against the wall and getting frustrated because you can't do it. Do it a different way. Same thing with Joe. He's had that stroke. It has created some changes in his body. He did not stay home and say, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I can't drive. I can't do this. I can't, I can't, I can't. No. He found tools to help himself. He found people to help. He has taken what he has been given, all of his God-given talents, talents and abilities, and he's been innovative and he's been creative, and his life is just as fulfilling as it always was, if not even more so. Same thing with age. He didn't say, oh my gosh, I'm so old, I'm in my 70s, I can't have a life, I can't stay current, I can't. He said, yes, this is what I want, this is who I am, and these are my gifts, and I need to share them with the world. And he went out there, and he did, and he continues to do so. And that is so much the message of my show. That is so much the work that I enjoy doing with people. It doesn't matter your age or your resources or your status or your level of education or where you live or what you do. What matters is you understand you have gifts inside you that need to come out, and you will do whatever it takes to bring those gifts out into the world by using your own creativity, your own resourcefulness, by seeking others who are willing and excited to help you. You truly can build your dreams and live your sparkle no matter what your dreams are and no matter what your sparkle looks like. Joe has helped countless people find jobs. He has helped countless people develop speaking careers and write books. He has helped people build their dreams and live their sparkle because he has built his dreams and lived his sparkle as well. It's all reciprocal. When I grow and live my purpose, I enable you to grow and live your purpose. When you grow and live your purpose, you in turn enable everybody around you to live their purpose and to grow as well. So what are you waiting for? Get out there. Find those dreams. Chase them down. Be active. Wherever you see a perceived block, keep moving. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for joining Joe and I in our conversation today. You have a fantastic week, and don't forget to flaunt.
Tune in next time to Flaunt. Build your dreams, live your sparkle with radio host Laura Cheadle every Wednesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come release outdated labels, roles, and scripts. Reveal the calling of your soul and re-choreograph your own life, even when you're unsure of what you want. In 5 bold and glittering strokes, you too can build your dreams and live your sparkle. Find out more about Laura at pyramidfusion.com.